In this week of the course, you will be studying the development of socialism as a political philosophy of the mid-19th century. There is no doubt that the socialist movement derived from the Industrial Revolution, but it was also dependent upon the Romantic movement and even the Enlightenment for providing some of its key intellectual premises. Although Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels are the two names most commonly connected with the development of socialism, they were only the most famous theorists of a particular brand of socialism based on the analysis of industrialization and the creation of a working class. Before Marx and Engels, there had been a whole series of socialist thinkers who were often called utopian socialists. Utopian was a pejorative adjective used to describe their teachings by Marx and Engels, who proclaimed that the Marx-Engels version of socialism was scientific, based on the logical analysis of the economic and material world, while the utopian version was simply illusionary. In reality, the utopian socialists were very influential and included people such as Shaw, Fourier, and Robert Owen. These men not only theorized about the characteristics of the perfect human community, but also tried to establish such ideal communities, usually with disastrous results. In some ways, they were an outcome of the Enlightenment, which had sought to perfect human society. While the socialism of Marx and Engels, as well as the socialism of the utopian socialists, was a reaction to the Industrial Revolution, another reaction took the form of anarchism. Mikhail Bakunin, the most famous practitioner of the anarchist movement, was the son of a very famous and wealthy Russian noble family, who spent much of his adult life roaming Europe, popping up whenever there appeared to be a chance of revolution. According to Bakunin, in probably his most famous line, "The passion for destruction is a creative passion." Anarchists held that the only way to free humanity, to free the individual, was to destroy the artificial bounds created by the political state on the individual.